Chapter 4, One Woman Kind of Man. Hernando Cortez had a plan. He wanted to lead an expedition into Mexico to capture its vast treasures. When he told the Spanish governor his strategy, the governor got so excited that he gave him 11 ships and 700 men. Little did the governor know that Cortez had failed to tell him the entire plan. After months of travel, the 11 ships landed in Veracruz in the spring of 1519. As soon as the men unloaded the ships, Cortez instituted the rest of his plan. He burned the ships. Now that's what you call commitment. That's what you call no turning back. That's what you call burning your bridges. Cortez didn't have any bridges, so he burned the ships. By burning the ships, Cortez eliminated all the options. If the fighting got too fierce or the expedition got too exhausting, there would be no talk of going back to Veracruz and sailing home. In one fell swoop, he not only eliminated their options, but had created an intensely powerful motivation to succeed. Like it or not, his men were now committed. Gentlemen, if we are going to save the boys, then we must save our marriages. And there is only one way to save our marriages. We have to burn our ships. Burning your ships expresses commitment. Commitment is saying that no matter what comes in the future, you're going to stick it out. Commitment means that you have obligated yourself to follow through on your word. A commitment is your personal guarantee that you will do what you promised. The spirit of our age, whether expressed in athletics, business, politics, or marriage, maintains that commitments should be honored only while they are convenient. When a commitment becomes inconvenient, well, then we bag it. Burton Hillis once said, "There's a mighty big difference between good, sound reasons and reasons that sound good." Generally speaking, our society believes that only one commitment sounds good, and that's the right to be happy. Doing your own thing and doing what comes naturally will ultimately destroy your marriage. More than 200 years ago, when the United States Marine Corps was being formed, much time and thought was given to considering an appropriate motto. They finally chose the Latin phrase Semper Fidelis. Semper Fidelis is engraved on the mind of every United States Marine. What does it mean? It means always faithful. Those are two very powerful words. But of the two, the first is the most important, for it explains how a Marine is to be faithful.